Man, good morning. By the time I'm recording this, it's like almost like 15 minutes to noon, but I'll still say good morning. Good morning. I'm making my pancakes, getting my regimen going, got the coffee, and I got time, man. It's nice. I got time. I was thinking. My dog is in my kitchen, and I'm looking at her right now, and I'm just sitting here thinking, like, if a dog could talk, man, what would they say? What would they say first off? If they could somehow speak English, or at least utter, like, maybe, I don't know, maybe another sound other than roof and bark. I don't know. I was just thinking about that. It's interesting. Can dogs... Because I always heard that dogs can... Or dogs are colorblind or whatever. But I think it's different. I think it's definitely different from... I think they see black and white. I know it's different from humans because we have... Like, there's certain colors that we can't see. But I know their eye structure and the link to their brain and everything is different. But... And I always wondered why dogs can see things that we can't, or at least dogs can acknowledge a presence that we can't see. Like, I was thinking about that too. Like, dogs can supposedly, like, sniff out, like, ghosts and spirits and apparitions and stuff like that. Like, if your dog gets up, if you're sitting down watching TV, right, everything's normal, your dog gets up, goes and walks to a door or a wall and just starts barking at it, that would creep me the hell out, man. That would mess me up. That would trip me up, because I know from seeing movies and stuff, like, I'm pretty sure that happened in one of the Insidious movies or something, or maybe, like, Poltergeist, but I was just like, damn, man. Hey, Coco, aw, she's so cute. Can you hear me, Coco? Can you understand? They respond to their name, so they have to know what their name is. But, you know, it's funny. Have you ever said something really close to your dog's name and they still look at you? Like, if I said Loco instead of Coco. Loco! Loco! Coco! My dog's name is Coco, by the way, if you guys can gather that. Loco! Like, they have an understanding of English, right? They have... Or they hear, like... a similar sound is something that they hear, so they come and respond to it. I don't know. That's something interesting. Something I've always wondered. Man, dogs are incredibly smart. I'm going to just say it right here, right now. It's probably the most cliche thing. Usually people are like, oh, dogs are ugh. I really think dogs are... a really smart species. I know there's other really smart species out there. Pigs are, I know, really, really smart for no reason. I think elephants are really smart too. And whales or something? No, dolphins. Dolphins are really smart. But I just wonder, I don't know. Loco! Yeah, look, she's responding to me. I wonder how that works. You ever, like, looked, like, directly into your dog's eye, too? Like, I'm doing it right now. Oh, and their eyes are just way different than humans. Way different. Like, the black part of their eye is so freaking big, man. Like, our pupils, I don't even know if they have pupils or if dogs, or whatever, if they're called pupils. But she sees black and white. I don't know, I'm just sitting here thinking to myself, I got plenty of time and I might as well record what I'm thinking. Also, I am determined to start talking about my life experiences, and I'm gonna regularly start posting, you know, little snippets on Anchor and other platforms as well. I'm gonna look into Spotify and I think Apple Music. But for now, this was just a little snippet, just something I was thinking about, and maybe it'll make you start thinking about, you know, how dogs work and if they can see things we can't, and if they can understand English since they understand names, you know. So, Coco, say bye. Say bye to the podcast. She did it again. She's responded. Coco. All right, guys. That's it for this podcast. See you in the next one.